Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are jamming with Jason Mefford, where you hear inspiring interviews with some amazing people. Some are famous, some may seem ordinary, and they are all doing extraordinary things to positively change the world. Sometimes it's just you and me having an intimate and authentic conversation about how you can change the world around you and rewrite the story of your life by being more authentic, accepting and loving yourself more, and spreading love to others. Since really, all you need is love. And what the world needs now is love, sweet love. We discuss all aspects of self-improvement, growth, and so much more. Great content, insightful advice that's practical and helpful to anyone that listens. You're always eager to come back for more and share with your friends and family, since you learn something in every episode. So sit back and enjoy the easy listening while you feel seen and heard in this informative, authentic, and entertaining podcast. Now, let's roll that beautiful podcast footage. All right. Well, we are live today, and today we're going to talk about food. Food that isn't actually food. Can you believe that? Food that isn't food. So before I start, let me just set the stage. I am not a doctor. I am not giving any sort of health advice here. I'm just sharing some things that I have learned and sharing some things that I have started doing myself that I've been doing some of these things for a couple of years, some more recently in the last few months, because here's what you might not know. And I guess I should also throw the caveat out there. I did work as an executive for some food companies as well. So I do know a little bit about the food processing and the food industry as well. But again, by no means am I an expert. Am I trying to give you any sort of scientific results in this right now? I'm just talking, and the reason is that most of you are being sold food, or you're buying things that you're told are food, but it's not actually food. It's actually dead. It's not really food. And so you can think of it, it's no different than if you were to eat a piece of cardboard. You know, that cardboard used to be a tree. It used to be a living thing, but through processing, it got cut up, it got processed, it got chemically altered to make it into cardboard. And unfortunately, most of what is sold in the grocery store is like that cardboard. And I'm going to explain a little bit more. I'm going to give you a few tips because, again, it's hard to know. You know, I've been on this journey for a few years. And so I'll give you some tips and some things that I'm doing as well. And again, this is live. This is recorded live. I don't even have any notes in front of me. But if you are on with me live, if you're watching this live, feel free to let me know you're here by posting in the comments, or if you have any questions or other things as well, let me know. Okay. So So yeah, one of the things, you know, and one of the reasons why I want to talk about food is it's something that we all eat every day. It's something that our body needs. We need nourishment. But here's the funny thing is, you know, the world is getting fatter, but they're more, it's more malnourished than ever, right? So as humans, we're consuming more food, we're gaining more weight, and yet our bodies are not actually nourished, okay? And one thing that I've learned just recently is, you know, when your body is craving something, it needs certain different things, okay? And so we tend to overeat. So for example, if I'm eating, you know, just a couple of things, let's say a piece of meat and some pasta. Well, my body wants other things. It wants fruits, it wants vegetables, it wants some fermented food, some other things that I'll talk about in this video or maybe in some other videos. And it wants those things. And so it's continuing to tell you that you're hungry. Even though you're not really hungry, your body just wants the right stuff, right, for its nourishment. And so you can eat a whole box, you know, a whole bag of pasta, and you can eat a whole half a cow. And the problem is, you know, your stomach is going to feel full for a while, but you're not actually nourishing your body. Because yes, there are nourishment in those things, but it's wanting some other things as well. And so one trick is as you start to eat a lot of different things, incorporate more things into your eating, your body will be satisfied sooner. And in fact, you won't be eating as much either. And so again, you know, some of you listening to me so far, some of you might be thinking, Jason, right? You're not a doctor. You're not a dietitian. What do you have any business talking about this? Well, the reason I'm talking about it is because this is one of the areas where I think people are being lied to. And you're being marketed to in a certain way to believe that you're buying something that you're not actually buying. Okay. And so I'll give you an example. Okay. I just recently bought a new little lap blanket because it's a little cold. And sometimes I like to have a little blanket over my legs. So I went out to Amazon and I was looking for a wool blanket. I wanted a wool blanket because it's warm. It's a natural fabric, right? And so I found one. It looked like it was a pretty good price. It looked like it was merino wool. So it was supposed to be soft. And so I bought it. And it came in the mail to me. And I opened it up and it felt nice, but it didn't quite feel like wool. And so I pulled out the, you know, I got the tag and I looked at it, and sure enough, there was 25% wool and 75% polyester. So, you know, right in the title of the thing, merino wool blanket. They didn't say merino and polyester, right? And so, again, I would look at that and say, well, that's not really a wool blanket. There's some wool in it, but it's mainly polyester, right? And so I would expect somebody who's marketing that to me to say, here's a polyester blend. Here's a polyester blanket with wool. But to say something is wool when less than 25% of it is wool seems a little misleading and a little like a lie to me. Now, that same thing is happening with your food, okay? And so again, I'm just going to talk about a few basic things that I have done. And again, you might think, well, you know, where do you have coming off on this? These are my own experiences, but I have released probably at least 60 pounds of my body weight in the last few years. You don't have to believe me. Just go back and look at some of my videos from a couple years ago, and you'll be able to tell that I weighed much more than I do now. And one of the differences is I'm actually eating more than I did back then when I was fat. Okay. I'm eating more, but I'm losing weight. So something is working in the things that I am doing. And again, I'm not here to convince you, but what I want you to do is maybe start asking yourself some questions and start reading the labels and start looking at some of the things that you're eating or that you're consuming and see if you can make better choices, right? Because if you can make better choices, even little choices, right? Those little choices add up to a huge, huge difference. Okay. So today I want to kind of set the groundwork for that, share with you some things that you can start thinking about. And then we'll talk more about some of them later. And again, this is in no particular order. But one of the things, let's talk first about soda or soda pop or, carbonated drinks. Okay. And in this country, especially, and I'm guessing in a lot of parts of the world, a lot of people drink soda. Now, soda is not really that good for you. When you think about what it actually is, it is carbonated water. It's usually sugar, some coloring, and some artificial flavorings. So right off, when you look at the ingredients, probably not the best thing to be drinking, okay? And they're empty calories, meaning that it just goes straight to your gut, straight to fat in your body. But let's even think about it a little deeper than just the ingredients themselves, okay? If you know the history of soda and how it comes up, most of the soda, and so again, think Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, the big, especially colas, those were originally designed as medicine. So you would go to the pharmacy, you would go to what was called a soda counter that was usually in a pharmacy. So again, imagine that you would walk into a CVS, a Rite Aid, a Duane Reade. There would be a counter over on the side, and you would go over and you would order soda water. Okay. And again, it was medicine. It was medicine. It was designed as medicine, but the people making them found out that if you add a lot of sugar to it, people actually really like it. And they'll drink it, and I can sell more of it, right? If I say it's a drink and not medicine, okay? So that's the same as if somebody who makes cough syrup decided, hey, we made this to be cough syrup, but we can sell a lot more of it if we tell people it's something else. It is a fabulous tincture to grow your hair. I don't know, whatever. Make up something. And then they start marketing it that way to other people. Well, what's the problem? If you're drinking medicine every day, your body gets used to it. And then it no longer, when you actually need the medicine, is it actually there for you? It would be the same as if you were taking antibiotics every single day, just in case, because your body would get used to it. And then when you actually needed, right, that medicine, your body would not accept it because it was already so used to it, okay? And we've seen that even from an antibiotic standpoint, how a lot of the bodies are actually becoming resistant to it because it's been used so much. So, okay, that's soda, right? So if you're drinking a lot of soda, I would suggest not doing it, right? Now, I took that challenge myself, okay? And I don't drink soda anymore. And when I stopped drinking soda, I started losing weight significantly. Now, some people say, well, I just drink it for the caffeine because I need the little hit. Okay, fine. But there are other ways to get caffeine as well, if that's really what you're looking for. Without having to put some of the other things in your body, okay? And again, What is carbonated water? It's usually carbon dioxide mixed with the water, or it's sodium bicarbonate added to the water. Now, there's nothing wrong with sodium bicarbonate, right? That's baking soda. You can use that as an antacid. I put it in my coffee a lot of times because it raises the acidity level. And so it's not as acidic when I add that into it, right? But if I'm doing that every single day or taking large amounts of it, then that probably wouldn't be so good for me, would it? If you think about carbon dioxide being added to the water, as we breathe in, we're breathing in oxygen. And what are we getting rid of? Carbon dioxide, because our body doesn't need the carbon dioxide. In fact, it's trying to get rid of it in our breath. So if our body is trying to get rid of carbon dioxide by breathing it out, why would we choose to put something our body doesn't need back into our bodies? Okay. So that's a little bit about soda. Okay. Now let's talk about some other things. So here's the facts. Okay. Is processed food is processed. So typically what you will buy in the grocery store, if it comes in a can or if it comes in a box, it's been processed and it's usually no longer alive because it's been heated to kill it so that it won't spoil. Or there's been sodium added to it, a significant amount of sodium. And there's usually, you know, things that have been done to it in order to make it so that it's shelf stable, so that you can put it on the shelf and ship it all over the world. Okay. And again, you don't have to believe me, but let me share an example from my life. So one of the food companies that I worked for, we made a lot of potato products. In fact, if you've ever eaten French fries or hash browns in restaurants, the company I worked for probably made them. Now, the problem is, you know, again, when potatoes come out of the ground, right, as soon as they come out of the ground, they will start to decompose. And most people don't like to eat brown potatoes. And so if you're going to store potatoes for a long time, unless you have a root cellar or some kind of a cool space, like I did when I was growing up as a kid, we could store potatoes for almost a year. But, you know, most people don't have that option. Most restaurants don't have the capability for it. And so they needed a way to modify the potato so that it could be stored and shipped all over the world and then prepared in the restaurant for people to eat. Okay. And so when I worked at this company, I went to what was called Potato University. So we had a big training company that actually showed us how we made French fry potatoes. And don't get me wrong, they're good. I like French fries. Okay. But here's the story behind it. Okay. Is if I remember correctly, there are 11 different processes that we put the potatoes through in order to get them to a point that we could put them in a bag, freeze them, and ship them off. Okay. And part of that was to molecularly change the structure of the potatoes so that when they were in a frozen and preserved state, that they would still taste a certain way when the restaurant cooked it. And so again, you know, I love potatoes. I grew up in Idaho. Okay. I love French fries. But I'm going to give you an example of some ways that you can make better choices. Okay. And so if you have the choice to eat French fries that have been processed and frozen, or you have the option to eat French fries that have been freshly prepared in the restaurant, which one do you think is going to be more nutritious? The one that was freshly prepared will provide you with more nutrition than the one that has been processed. And so as an example, and again, this is not an endorsement for any company or anything like that, but when I would go out to eat and go to a burger and fry place, I would choose to go to a place like In-N-Out or Five Guys that I knew were cutting the potatoes in the restaurant and cooking them right there, as opposed to ones that were frozen before, right? So this is where, again, can you start making some better choices, some better decisions to be healthier? Okay. So that's just one. Like I said, I'm going to talk about a few today and I'll share more later. Okay. But let's talk about, again, some of the packaging and things that you may not realize, or if you have the choice between a couple of different things, which option you may want to choose instead. So let's first talk about meat and fish, okay? Because again, what you're being told is not necessarily true. And so let's first start with fish, okay? So usually when you buy fish in the supermarket, whether it's frozen, whether it's fresh in the counter, and again, I'll tell you, fresh fish means it's only been frozen one time, because pretty much all fish, the minute it comes onto the boat, when they're fishing it, they freeze it, okay? And then they'll send it wherever. And so, like, if you go to your grocery store and you see all the nice, what looks like fresh fish behind the counter, well, it's only been frozen one time. They de-thawed it, and then they put it in the case. So obviously, the more times you freeze something, thawed out, the more it deteriorates in the quality, okay? But again, if you're looking in the grocery store, if you're looking behind the counter, or if you're looking in the frozen section, there's a couple of phrases that you want to look for. Now, most of the time, because especially here in the U.S., a lot of you have to label things as they are. Okay, so there is a term called farm raised, and there's another one called wild caught. Okay, so let's talk about what the difference there is. Wild caught means that a fisherman went out into the ocean, went out into the streams, lakes, whatever, and caught the fish in their natural habitat. Okay. Farm raised means that the fish were grown in the equivalent of a feedlot for fish. So they're huge hatcheries where they hatch the fish. The fish all kind of live in the same tank together. And they're raised, they're fed food, right? Just like if you were feeding a dog or a cat food, they're fed food, they're raised until they get to a certain point, and then they process them and send them out. So let's think about those two. Would you rather eat a fish who was swimming around in the ocean, getting the food that they felt like was the right food for them, or would you rather buy a fish that was raised in the equivalent of a feedlot that was swimming around in the filth of the other fish, being fed food that humans chose to feed them? And I will tell you, it's not going to be the most nutritious, expensive food either, because most of these companies are making money. So they're going to feed the cheapest food that they can to the fish as well. So which one would you rather have? And again, if you're here with me live, you can leave comments for me, ask questions as we're going through this, and I'll try to kind of answer those as we're going through it. If you're on with me live. If not, then you're going to hear it later. Okay. So that's fish, wild caught versus farm raised. Okay. So for myself, I choose to only buy and eat wild caught seafood. Okay. Because, again, in my opinion, in understanding what the differences are, I believe that it is more nutritious for me to eat wild-caught than it is farm-raised. But again, you make your own decision, because I will tell you, it's hard sometimes to find wild-caught seafood. Most everything that's in the store is farm-raised, okay? Now let's talk about other kinds of meat, beef, chicken, pork, those kinds of things. Again, there are some different terms that you can look at or try to see if it's on there. Are there terms like pasture-raised, organic, fed, free-range, things like that, meaning that the animal has actually had the opportunity to go out and eat grass? Grass-fed is another thing you'll see often with beef. You know, so again, you can imagine cows that are out kind of roaming the pasture, eating the grass like we used to have when I was a kid, right? We had cows, so I would watch them out in the pasture eating the grass. And that's what those terms mean. So would you rather eat a cow that had been in the pasture as a happy cow, eating kind of what it wanted and eating some hay that the farmer gave him too? Or would you rather, and usually they're silent on this, they don't tell you, but if it doesn't say that, it means that cow was raised in a feedlot, which again means they're in, you know, close proximity to each other. They're literally standing in manure, okay? There's no grass in the feedlot. They're literally standing in their own manure because that's the space that they have. They're fed food, again, that the feedlot gives them, and again, is usually cheaper quality food because they're just trying to get weight gain as fast as they can. So, you know, again, there's a choice that you have to make as you're looking at some of the different food. Which kind of meat, if you eat meat or fish, do you want to eat? And you can decide, right? But now, at least you're starting to understand and know some of the differences, okay? Now, I realize that most of us live in urban areas, in towns. We don't grow our own food. We used to when I was a little kid, we used to have our own garden. And so, most of us rely on buying food from the grocery store. So I'm just gonna tell you some basic things that you can start to look at to make the best choices that you can when you go to the grocery store. So the first thing, if it's in a box or if it's in a can, that's probably not the best decision that you can make. If you can find things that are frozen or fresh, that's better than in a can or in a box, okay? Because cans and boxes, they have to do things to the food to be able to preserve it. If the food is frozen, it usually comes in the processing in its natural state, and it's kind of flash frozen at that point. And so, you know, just like cryo freezing a body, you know, kind of temporarily holds it where it is, it's the same way with frozen food as well, okay? And so, you know, if you have the choice between frozen or a can, frozen's probably going to be more nutritious for you than in a can. But so that's what I choose to do, usually fresh or frozen. But sometimes I have to buy canned or bagged or boxed items as well. But just realize that a lot of those things that are on the shelf in the middle of the store probably have a lot of preservatives in it. And so one thing you can do is you can try to buy the cleanest that you can, which means you have to look at the ingredients, okay? And so what I do is before I put something in my shopping cart, I read what's in it. And if there's too many things that I can't pronounce or too many things that I know don't belong there, I'm not going to buy it. And so I'll give you just a simple example, right? I like sweet Thai chili sauce. And so I was in the store and there were four or five different options of Thai sweet chili sauce. And so I picked up all of them, turned them over and looked at what the ingredients were. And for some of them, there were a lot of ingredients, a lot of things that I could not pronounce, a lot of artificial flavors and colors. In fact, I think in all but one, there was a lot of that kind of stuff. One I picked up, it was actually made in Thailand, and there were very few ingredients. I think there were only four or five ingredients. The only one was xanthan gum, which is a binding agent. Maybe I'll talk about that later. That is there to kind of make sure that the oil and the water doesn't separate. But it had the cleanest ingredients. So that was the one that I chose to buy. Okay. Another thing, if you can buy organic, it's better to buy organic probably than it is to not buy organic, right? So if you have a choice and can buy organic, that's going to be healthier for you. Because again, there's a lot of pesticides and things that go into the fertilizers and other things like that, that you're just adding more chemicals to your food that if you don't have to, I would rather not, right? And so again, but you can choose to do what you want to do, because I know a lot of times people think, well, organic costs more. Well, sometimes it does. But let me ask you, is it cheaper to buy organic fresh food than it is to have a heart attack? Yes, right? You pay a little bit more in food, but you pay a lot less in medical and health issues later on, right? So again, that's just something for you to consider. And again, I realize that, you know, sometimes there's no real option. I mean, you know, I know a lot of people try to avoid things like genetically modified food. There's some foods that all you can find are genetically modified. In fact, you know, I could be wrong, but I was remembering this, that I believe corn and soybeans, there's no more non-genetically modified corn or soybeans in the world. So if you're you know, buying something with soybean or soybean oil or corn, it's going to be genetically modified because that's all there is, right? But again, it's not about, you know, trying to necessarily, you know, only do that. But when you can make better decisions, can you make the better decision, right? And so, you know, another one is an example is that I'll share is eating a lot of different things, right? So, you know, how much green, you know, vegetables and things like that are in your diet. In fact, for most people, you know, our diet should consume mainly fruits and vegetables with some meat and maybe some dairy. Right. But again, you have to be careful because, you know, sometimes the wrong kind of dairy is not right for you either. And in fact, you know, I grew up with what would they call it? It was like the table of food. Right. It was like this pyramid showing you like how many of each of these different things you should eat. And of course, the top one or one of them was dairy. And so I was taught as a little kid that we need to have dairy. But the interesting thing is the group that came up with that was like the American Dairy Farmers Association or something like that as a way, again, to market, to sell more dairy. But again, there's nothing wrong with dairy. But again, it's, do you know where it came from? You know, drinking milk from a cow that has a bunch of hormones and other things put into it is probably not as good a choice as drinking milk that is, you know, organic grass fed, right? And again, there's more options like that now that you have to choose from. In fact, what's interesting is humans are one of the only group that actually drink milk, except for raising its babies, which is interesting if you kind of think about. But there's a lot of things in the dairy group, like cottage cheese, yogurt that's cultured, cheese, other things like that, that are actually very healthy for us because they're a fermented process. Because one of the things our body needs is fermented food. And in fact, you know, that's a term that many of you may not have heard about, but our body needs certain kinds of fermented food. But we're taught, especially in America, that, oh, if something is fermented, then it must be rotten and we have to throw it away. No, some of the things actually are very good for us. In fact, you know, things like blue cheese, guess what? That's mold, right? But it's a good kind of mold, right? And it's a good kind of mold that our body needs. You know, the bacteria and things like that that are in things like yogurt, you know, if it's a probiotic yogurt, is actually bacteria that we need, that our body actually needs, where we're told just in general, oh, you don't want any bacteria in your body. Well, that's what most of our body is actually made up of, right? And so again, I've talked a little bit about some of the stuff, you know, so far, but just to bring up to your awareness more that a lot of times the food that you're eating is not really food, right? Most of the people, if you look at what you're consuming, you know, some of the biggest reasons why we're having health issues, why we're having obesity issues, is too much sugar, too much salt, and too much carbohydrates, right? Too much in the carbs, meaning pasta, like simple carbohydrates and simple sugars. Because whether you realize it or not, there's sugar or sweetener in a lot of the processed foods that you eat, right? In fact, if you turn it over, and here's another kind of either or, right? Because I know that, you know, I like sweet, okay? I have some chocolate. I usually have like a spoon of Nutella, if you know what that is. But that's really all the sugar that I have, except for the sugar in my creamer, in my coffee each day, right? Because I'm not consuming soda. I'm trying to avoid sugars from anything else. But if you have a choice, right? Again, if you have a choice between, you know, high fructose corn syrup, which is a chemically modified sweetener from corn, high fructose corn syrup, not so good for you. In fact, in soda, usually they put in high fructose corn syrup instead of regular sugar because it's cheaper. But it also doesn't do very good things for your body, right? And so again, if you have a choice between high fructose corn syrup or regular sugar is probably a better choice. If you have, you know, an option for natural sweeteners instead, like monk fruit or stevia, maybe that's even better than sugar, right? Or just doing without the sugar, right? Because like I said, I've cut out most sugar in my life as well. And anyway, so that's a little bit about that. Now, another thing probably to share with you today as well, and then we'll kind of wrap up, because again, I could talk about this for days. In fact, I might talk about it for days. but another thing is the containers in which your food comes, okay? Because whether you realize it or not, the food, the contact the food has with the container that it comes in, a lot of times the residuals from that container will kind of contaminate or get into your food as well. Now, because it's cheap, most things are packaged in plastic, plastic wrap, plastic bags, plastic containers, okay? And again, sometimes it's really hard to get away from plastic containers. But here's what I do is, you know, most of the things that I buy, especially if it's produce, it's right from the produce area. And so there's no packaging on it, except for the little bag that you put the produce in to keep it, you know, clean until you get home. And so I'm using a plastic bag there, but the grocery store I go to, they're biodegradable plastic bags. And so, you know, I bring home the produce in them, save the bag. I use the bag for a dog poop bag too, right? So it's getting another use as well. So I'm reducing my imprint on the planet because of that. But I'm also controlling and keeping my food out of plastic as much as I can. Okay. And so if I have a choice, I will buy a product in glass instead of plastic. If I have the choice, right? I prefer glass because glass doesn't leach into your food like plastic does. And again, some of you might be saying, oh, plastic, it's not that big of a deal. People tell us that it's fine, that, you know, these, all this kind of stuff, right? Well, let's think about what plastic is. Plastic is oil. So if you have a choice, would you like your food touching motor oil? Or would you like your food touching sand or glass? I would rather have it touching glass if I can, right? But again, sometimes you can't do that. In fact, you know, like one of the kimchi's that I really like, you know, I wish it was in glass, but it's in a plastic container. So what I do is buy it in the plastic container, bring it home. I have glass bottles that I use, and I open it up and I put it in the glass bottle as soon as I can. Because, you know, while I can't, you know, have anything to do with what the manufacturer chooses to send it in, I do have a choice once I buy it and bring it home. And so that's where, again, I usually will transfer things into glass as much as possible. In fact, even like, you know, storage containers and things like that, I use glass ones instead of plastic for that reason as well. They're a little bit more expensive, but I'd rather not have my food touching that if I can help it, right? Now, with the containers, you know, as well, what do you do, right? Well, when I buy the glass containers, and this is, again, just from my ecological, environmental consciousness, I save the glass bottles, and we use the glass bottles to put leftovers in. We use the glass bottles, you know, for storage of other things. Even some of the plastic containers that we get, sometimes we can use those if it's a non-food grade item that sometimes I can use for a container for something else. But, you know, just another way that I'm helping out the economy and trying to reduce the amount of waste that I have. Because again, if you look at a lot of the packaging and other things that we have, are there ways that you can make choices to lessen the impact on the environment from the packaging that you're getting? Maybe, maybe not, right? But again, just some things to think about. So anyway, so I've talked a little bit today, and I'm going to share more as well. So if you like this video, then make sure and let me know in the comments. Send me questions, reach out to me, message me, because I've got a lot more that I want to talk about here, and I will. But at least for today, I just wanted to kind of give everybody some things to start thinking about. And again, I'm not here to convince you. You have to make your own decision as to what feels right for you. But I know many of you don't even have a clue that you're being lied to. You don't even know some of these things. Because again, I was an executive in a food company, and I didn't learn some of these things until just recently as well, right? So that's why I'm sharing and trying to get it out there. So make some better choices. Think about it. You know, read the ingredients before you buy something. You know, look for terms like we talked about, like wild caught versus farm raised, you know, free range, grass fed, those kinds of things, organic, some of the different words like that. And again, you know, some people are selling organic things that are not really organic, but, you know, we do the best that we can. The main thing is, you know, the more you can control your food source, the more you can buy fresh and frozen so that there's less processing to it, the more your body can actually absorb the food and actually use the food. And that's really, you know, the big purpose too, is that we're not just eating, but that we're eating the right things so our body can actually process it and use it to help us be actually strong and incorporate the food into our life. And there's lots of other things I'm going to talk more about, things like probably garlic and onions and cabbage and other things like that, that again, people are like, oh man, but you'd be surprised the health benefits of some of those very simple things that are actually very inexpensive. And in fact, I'll tell you too, as I have done things more, you know, from the fresh and frozen perspective and looked at it, I can actually buy things a lot cheaper when they're in that state than I could even if they're processed. So I'm saving money and I'm getting healthier, more nutritious food as well. So with that, I'm going to sign off for today. And we'll see you on the next live video. Have a great day and make some better choices so that you're eating better and feeling healthier. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening. The fact that you listened to this entire episode means you got value and others will too. Do me a favor and leave a 5-star review with comments and then share with others. You can also check out all of my videos on my YouTube channel and my website, jasonmefford.com. This podcast is primarily for education and commentary and does not represent professional advice. Views and opinions expressed on this show are that of the individuals and not of their respective organizations.